What's going on there, watch fans? Are you looking for a cool pair of sunglasses? Well, today's episode is being sponsored by Retrospects at the Cosmopolitan Hotel of Las Vegas. At Retrospects, their clients will find something unique and precious, registered historic eyewear fabricated and restored by exacting old world standards. I've been wearing sunglasses from Retrospects for 5 years now, and I would not wear anything else. I mean, they've got everything you could possibly want. They've got modern day interpretations of the original stuff. They have the original stuff manufactured between 1890 and 1980. They do restoration, they do eyewear, they do prescription, they do it all. So if you want to reach Retrospects, mention this podcast and get 10% off your first purchase at Las Vegas at retrospects.com, or you can visit their website at www.retrospects.com. Okay, on with the show. On today's episode, I talk about Frank Gehlen, who publishes the wildly successful watch blog Monochrome's predictions for Rolex for Baselworld 2015. Baselworld 2015 starts on March 19th and runs through March 26th. Last year, Monochrome's website predicted that 3 out of the 5 Rolexes that were released at Baselworld 2014. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. What's going on there, watch fans? This is Amit Dave Honda, and welcome to the show. Today I want to talk to you about Monochrome's predictions for what Rolex will release at Baselworld 2015. So without further ado, let's start. The first one is something he also predicted last year, but it wasn't made. It's the Rolex Daytona Stainless Steel Ceramic Bezel reference 116520. And last year it was with a white dial and blackened out subdials referred to as the Panda Dial. This year, it's basically the same watch that he's predicting, but the rendering of the drawing that he's released on his website is the subdials, just the outline of the subdials. They're not filled in all the way, are black. The dial is white. The bezel is black ceramic. The bracelet is the, the steel and all steel bracelet with the brush and polish center links. And, if this watch comes out, I mean, it's going to be mayhem. I mean, it's going to be like communism. People are going to be standing in line for this watch for the next 10 years. I think the Rolex world has been waiting for it. They want a throwback to vintage. They want something modern. They want something masculine. God knows how big it's going to be. I mean, Daytonas haven't really changed in size. They're all still 40 millimeters. It would be amazing to see it in a bigger size. A lot of collectors out there want the Daytona with a date. I'm not a fan of dates. If any of you out there know my taste in watches, I think dates really throw off the symmetry of the dial. The Daytona, of course, is the most legendary, the most popular, the most sought after, and the most collectible stainless steel chronograph in the world. And this would just push it over the edge. I mean, the black ceramic bezel, the black subdials, just part of them, not fully. I think it's a nice touch. And the rendering of the drawing that he's predicted looks like something Rolex would actually release at Baselworld. So it's definitely a long shot, but there must be a reason why he's predicting it for the second year in a row. The second watch Monochrome has predicted for Rolex Baselworld 2015 is the Rolex Daytona Everose on a bracelet with a black ceramic bezel. It's done so well for Rolex in all the different variations, the Everose Daytona on a bracelet, even the Everose Daytona with a chocolate dial and the black ceramic bezel on the strap has done very well. But for this year at Baselworld 2015, Monochrome has predicted that Rolex will make 18-karat gold Everose Daytona on a bracelet with a rose dialed with blackened subdials and rose hands and a black ceramic bezel. The black ceramic bezel has really, really been very successful for Rolex in everything they've done, more or less. I think part of the power struggle on the Everose Daytona on a bracelet has been that this watch has become a unisex watch, and by putting a black ceramic bezel on it, it makes it sportier and it makes it more masculine. I think it really ties it in nicely. If they do make this, I think You know, the gentleman looking for something a little bit more dressier, but not overly dressy, will definitely buy this watch. I mean, I definitely would. I think their Everrose is the nicest rose gold on the market. The third watch out of the four predictions that Monochrome has made is 100% my favorite. This is going to be the Rolex GMT Master 2 with a Coke bezel, stainless steel, reference 116710. You know, they introduced the black-on-black ceramic bezel in 2007. We now see that the technology is there. Last year, they introduced the white gold GMT Master 2 with the blue and red ceramic bezel. We know that the black ceramic is doable. We know that red is doable. So I used to own this watch in the old version, referred to as the Fat Lady, the non-ceramic bezel version. And I absolutely love this watch. I just think, you know, it's probably their most functional, most useful, nicest looking sports watch they make. If they make it with black and red, I mean, I have to have one. I think it's a really nice addition to the family. I mean, we also have the black and blue ceramic bezel, which has been incredibly successful and popular amongst collectors. So if they do make this, I'm really, really excited, and I can't wait for Rolex to release their novelties at Baselworld 2015. The last I have to say is probably my least favorite out of all of the predictions that Monochrome has made, but it does carry weight. It does have some sort of cult following. It's you know, a stainless steel and yellow gold GMT Master 2 with a root beer dial and a root beer ceramic and gold bezel. I don't really like it. I've never been a fan of steel and gold, but there are people out there who are. I know the older versions, for some reason, the older models, like, you know, I think from the 60s or whenever the oldest model GMT Master 2 was with that variation, that root beer dial and root beer sort of bezel. It was very, very, very popular and very sought after amongst collectors. The ceramic would certainly add a nice touch for people who want to steal in gold. You know, GMT Master 2 and want the ceramic bezel. The root beer brown adds a different element than the just the black and gold. So it definitely gives it a different aesthetic. There's something out there for everyone. If we see two out of the four, it would be nice regardless. I think, except for this last steel and gold one, in my opinion, all of these are 100% winners. I think, you know, Monochrome has done a phenomenal job with his predictions. He obviously must have some intel or some sort of magic eight ball that none of us have, but stay tuned for more information on what Rolex is going to release. I will definitely throw the link to the article that I wrote on my reaction to Monochrome's predictions for Rolex at Baselworld 2015. Well, there we have it, folks. That was my reaction to Monochrome's predictions for what Rolex will release at this year's Baselworld 2015. I'd like to thank my sponsor, Retrospects, at the Cosmopolitan Hotel of Las Vegas. If you want the coolest sunglasses, go to www.retrospects.com, mention this podcast, and get 10% off your first purchase, not to be combined with any other offer. You can reach them at lasvegas@retrospects.com. I'd also like to thank Shalboy Music and DJ Flipside for providing the musical tracks to this podcast. If you want to know what's going on with me and the watch industry, follow my Instagram feed, my Facebook watch page, my Twitter, sign up for my weekly newsletter. I'll throw the link down. You just sign up once and you're done, and you get informed without having to really commit or stay engaged day after day. And until we meet again, rock on and fly back.